The other day I told you that I can be a very arrogant and self-absorbed person. That's not a good thing. Today I want to tell you that I can be a very jealous person and that sometimes jealousy is a good trait to possess. I'm jealous for my wife's love. I'm jealous for my kids' love. I have an intense desire that my wife love me as a husband and that my kids love me as a dad. And God is a jealous God, and He's jealous over you. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 4 verse 5 says that He yearns jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us. Now, this is one of the most difficult verses of Scripture to understand, and evangelical scholars differ on their interpretations of it. The one I ascribe to says that God is jealous to be close to His own, for your spirit, for your soul. The Scriptures teach that God is a jealous God and that He will not give His glory to another. And because of that, He is jealous that His own be devoted to His glory. The book of Romans teaches that no man is saved unless God's Spirit is in him. God's Spirit is in every believer. And because God is in every believer, then God yearns with jealousy in your breast that you would have a chaste, single-eyed devotion after Christ in your life. So, when it comes to drawing near to God, are we letting the Holy Spirit snoop and investigate every area of our life? We want Him to guide and lead us, but do we want Him to expose us? We oftentimes want His leadership, but we also want Him to mind His own business and overlook or neglect our junk that we like. It's a lot like the painted wallpaper that used to be in my living room. We thought we had covered some stuff up, but you could see every seam and border of that wallpaper. God sees every part of your heart, and He's jealous over all of it. He wants you to be completely devoted to Him, and He's going to pursue you in that way by means of conviction, and the Holy Spirit won't rest until He gets our attention in our lives. That comes with walking with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.